Your thoughts on today's game here in Wales, David?
I thought it was a worthwhile workout. We got out of what we needed. You know, minutes on the pitch and against a good opposition. Where, you know, last year we went in and people had sort of asked the question, you know, blending up Breeders and the Killalays and the Tully Valens and teams that we probably didn't get enough out of. But then coming here, you know, this Welsh team won the Welsh Cup last year. So a good side, and they've got a lot of experience. And I thought we come and done a professional job, especially in the first half. We made changes to our formation and the players at half time to make sure everybody was getting time and getting minutes on the pitch. And I thought we were deserved winners in the end. I thought we were stronger then. We actually looked fitter. And one thing that the coach and the manager both say is that, you know, yous were certainly miles ahead of us today. We'll prepare a game of three sessions this week, and then or four sessions, and then maybe one next week if we're not travelling to the European game. So we don't have that long to prepare. It is hard. It's difficult at times. People always ask the question, well, why does Irish League? Because, you know, we're part-time, we're semi-professional. It would be great if we had these lads constantly, but these lads have other jobs and other things to concentrate on. So, but the boy, one thing I will say, the boys have been a credit to themselves, not only today, you know, travelling over last night and today, but this week they've worked hard, they've come back fitter, they've come back sharper, and it was good to see that they had a bit of hunger for a few goals.
First half in particular, it didn't look like we'd actually been on holiday. We just carried on where we left off.
Yeah, no, they were good. And I told them at half time, sometimes I'm always wary at half time that being overly complimentary at times, you know, we don't get carried away and go out into the second half and sort of toss it away a bit. But we didn't. We come out and obviously Bala got the second wind in the second half, come out and made a few changes themselves, got themselves back into the game at 2-1. But I always thought we always looked dangerous when we had the ball. We looked dangerous going forward, and with the subs coming on, always give you a different threat.
Great to get the three new signings integrated straight into the team there, isn't it?
It is, and to be fair, Andy Mitchell's only back off holiday, but he was keen to travel. He wanted to be a part of his meet. As he already knows quite a few of the lads, but to be part of playing for Linfield, Jordan was the same, and obviously Robert coming back knows what it's all about for being here. And again, it was great for me to give them the opportunities to go out and say everybody's playing for shirts. The good thing is that nobody, hopefully we brought these players in and the younger players coming through, there's going to be competition for places, and that's what we need, and that's what I need as a manager. So it's never easy to pick an 11, start an 11 or a 16 as a squad.
There's many positives from the trip, you know, and the main one obviously being it's team bonding, it's time away, and it's for Europe, which is draw is getting close now on Monday, isn't it?
This, you know, you could end up obviously not in the first round. We could have ended up drawing. We drew Cork last year. Obviously, we can't draw a Welsh club, but it gives us an idea of the preparation, the way we go, what times we eat before travelling, the games when we get here, our preparation. So it gives us a little heads up on what lies ahead in the next couple of weeks. Whether we're home or away next Tuesday, but gives us a wee idea and say that the team bonding, there is a good group of players, and we finished the season last year with a good group of players, which ended up being a successful group. And you go away and when the season breaks up, you always want to come back and you always want to be successful again, and you always hope that the players come back with the same hunger that they finished last year to carry on.
And lastly, a trip where we got quite a few supporters over here.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, absolutely brilliant. And, you know, there's quite a few regular sort of similar familiar faces that we've seen at Windsor Park quite a lot, home and away in Northern Ireland, and there was also obviously the ones travelling from sort of Scotland and Wales and England, and it was great to see. It was a great turnout. There were quite a few blue men, and I'd say again they never let the club down with their behaviour, and the players were professional and the fans done their job, and say we hopefully it's a safe and quick flight home.
It's an exciting pre-season, you know, with being here and with Hearts, and we've had Sheffield United under-23s today. So, you know, there's a lot happening, isn't there, with Europe as
there
well?
There is, and again, we want good games before Europe. We want good games in and around European, because we want good preparation this year. So we go into the season ready. The players will be, we won't be undercooked with our fitness. As I said before, the players have come back fitter, they come back sharper. Hopefully that'll stand us in good stead for when the season starts.
Great day, Linfield win, blue sky, great trip away, David. Lots of positives.
Cheers, Andy.